Blog Talk Radio.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, yeah, and I think things over. You know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. To me, has he been good? He's been good to me more than this whole world. Are you could ever be? He's been so good. Tell me, you know what he did? Yeah, it dries all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lying on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord.
that bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. It dries all of my tears away. Ever stop you from crying? Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honors to God, who's the head of our lives. Definitely have to give him honors first. Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. It is Women's Day Thursday. Woo-woo! This is Women's Day Thursday, and I am super excited about the woman of God that is coming on today, the phenomenal powerhouse for God, my sister, Minister Ashley Duke. I am so ready for that word today. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or get prayer. The scripture for this morning is Mark 12 and 31. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Dinah Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host, none other than Minister, co-pastor, the woman of God, the love of my life, the life of my love, my real, my homie, my ride or die, the one that always keep me under control. This is none other than my lovely wife, Minister Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you this morning through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about what God is going to do today. Like my wife said, today is Women's Day, Thursday. Phenomenal woman of God. Just excited about having her a part of the show this morning. She was on before, and if I tell you, she blessed our soul. My God, she blessed our soul. For those of you all that are listening in on the World Wide Web, please feel free to call in. That number is 563-999-3628 for prayer, to share your testimony, or just to let us know how the show has been blessing you on this morning. But listen, before we go any further, let us talk to our Father, our Lord and Savior, our keeper, our watchman of our soul, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray this morning. Lend me your hearts as we talk to the Lord. Gracious Master, we come thanking you for another day, God, for us to be able to share this gospel, God, to share our first fruit, God, to lend unto you, to give unto you our first fruit, which is sharing the word of God with these, your people. Our prayer this morning, Father God, is that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of your listening voice this morning. That is the woman of God speak, God, those that are in need of a transformation in their spirit, those that are in a need of transformation in their minds, those that are in need of transformation in their heart. God, will have that take place today as the woman of God break the bread of life over their lives today. Father, I pray this morning, God, that as we go into this broadcast, God, that every listening ear is transformed. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in and listening in and being a part of today's broadcast. Before we go any further, we want to acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. And we thank you guys so much for listening in and partnering in with us to hear this gospel on this morning. But this is my public service announcement that I make every morning, I say this every morning because I don't want us to lose sight as the people of God, that there are some countries that are listening in to us right now. It is a sacrilege. It's a taboo thing for them to be listening in. Because watch this, their lives are in danger every time they pronounce the name of Jesus, every time they confess the name of Jesus, every time they share the gospel of Jesus Christ, their lives are in danger. But see, our job here on Free Soil is to consistently and constantly pray for them, because their lives have, some of those people's lives have been taken. They have been taken into the street, made an example out of their children, and the wives have been sold into slavery, all types of craziness that goes on just because they pronounce the name of Jesus. And we here on the United States soil, here in America, we take that for granted. We, as the people of God, we need to understand that our job is to share this gospel to every living person, every person that's willing to hear this gospel. Our job is to share it. Our job is to go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come. So I implore you, I charge you this morning to be that voice, to be that sound, that the lives that have been lost in the past, watch this here, are not in vain. The lives that the ones that gave their life to go and be missionaries, and the ones that had lost their lives, and the ones that are still fighting over on the other side of the world trying to preach this gospel to those that will hear, watch this here. This opportunity, this chance that we have, we should not take it for nothing. We should not take this thing for nothing. We should have that zeal, that drive, that push to share this gospel, to watch this here, to preach this word to every living soul that is willing to hear it, and not be ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And again, we thank you guys so very much for tuning in and listening. Those of y'all who are listening on the World Wide Web, those of you guys that are listening at the Blog Talk, /Blog Talk Radio/ Worldwide Gospel Connection, call in and share with us this morning. Join in on the conversation. That number again is 563-999-3628, and we would love to hear from you guys on this morning. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be back, and the woman of God will be on, and we will share, she will share with her, or with us, what is on her heart this morning. Amen.
Oh, oh, oh. You see, well, baby mama, you already know though. Check it out. Hey, they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of the life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life. Now
everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of the life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, the rest of the life. I'ma be loving you.
I just wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, we call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well,
hey.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all my life.
Again, welcome for tuning in to Worldwide Gospel Connection, y'all. Excuse me. Well, today again it's Women's Day Thursday. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628, and the guest we have on today again is none other than my sister, our sister, Minister Ashley Duke. Are you there, woman of God?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you again for accepting the invitation. We
Yay.
Know you have a word from God, and the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I just thank you all, Pastor Douglas and Lady Douglas, for having me on. Pastor Douglas, I don't know if you remember, but you named me the soft-talking preacher, and, you know, that just kind of stayed with me, and I am loving that, and I am calling myself that. Yes. So I just want to say I just love that name, but I love Pastor Douglas and Lady Douglas, such a powerhouse for God, such a powerhouse couple. But thank you all for joining us this morning. You know, and as I was meditating on what the Lord would have me, you know, to say this morning, because it's all about Him, it's not about me, and always more of Him, more and more God. So you just have your way this morning, but. in my meditation, and, you know, that time ended, and then sometime later I was watching a movie. And we know that, and I hope that you know, that God can talk through anything. You know, his sheep know his voice, and another they will not follow. And in watching that movie, the father had passed away, and then the camera went straight to the son. And everyone around him said, well, it all falls on you now. And that just kind of stayed with me because I thought, God, you know, what has fallen on us? What has fallen on us that we had no control over, no decision-making in, nothing? It just fell on us. And what has fallen over you? And in just a few hours or a matter of a day or so, the Delta hurricane is going to fall on a region, a whole coast. All these things just fall on us, and then we are here, you know, to deal with it. It's not our fault, but it is our responsibility. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, this whole responsibility has fallen on you, on us. And if I was going to title this, I would say, be prepared for the fall. Because if you have not fallen, something's going to fall on you. And you say, if it's just keep saying good morning, because if it hasn't happened today, then it could just be tomorrow you're in someone else's shoes. Things just fall. Things just happen. But, you know, we serve a good God, and he is there through it all. And I just want to take a look today at a few different accounts in the Bible of people in different situations they had to deal with the responsibility of things falling on them. And I always love to say the accounts of the Bible because these are not characters. These are real people who lived real lives. And we learn so much from their accounts, but we have to remember that this was their life. They didn't know how the story was going to end. They had to live it out, and that brings it into a whole new perspective when we know that we would love to know our story. I would love to know where I'm going, how my life is going to look 10 years from now, but I have to live it out. I have to walk it out with Jesus, and this is what these people had to do. And I just want to look at a few this morning. The first person I want to look at, her name was Hagar. I want to read a part of her account in the Bible, and I'm going to read. And remember, I'm reading from the Message version, so it may sound a little different from what you may have. But I'm reading from chapter 16, 1 through 6, and it reads, Sarai, Abram's wife, hadn't yet produced a child. She had an Egyptian maid named Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, God has not seen fit to give me a child. Sleep with my maid. Maybe I can get a family from her. Abram agreed to do what Sarai said. So Sarai, Abram's wife, took her Egyptian maid, Hagar, and gave her to her husband, Abram, as a wife. Abram had been living in 10 years in Canaan when this took place. He slept with Hagar, and she got pregnant. When Hagar learned she was pregnant, she looked down on her mistress. Sarai told Abram, it's all your fault I'm suffering this abuse. I put my maid in the bed with you, and the minute she knows she's pregnant, she treats me like I'm nothing. May God decide which of us is right. You decide, said Abram. Your maid is your business. Sarai was abusive to Hagar, and Hagar ran away. And in that part, you know, we really need to focus on, nobody asked Hagar, did she want to get involved in this? Nobody asked her if she wanted even to have a baby. It just fell on her, and it fell on her because Sarai thought barrenness had fallen on her. She thought, because I am barren, this has fallen on me. I don't want to be barren, but I haven't had a child. Even she says, God has not seen fit to give me a child. And we have to be careful what we say, what God sees and not, because his ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And that is not her portion. Barrenness was not Sarai's portion, but she believed that it was. And because she believed that barrenness had fell on her, she had this to fall on Hagar. And Hagar just was trying to deal with it. And I'm sure that when she got pregnant, yes, I'm sure she got an attitude. Because if you ever had something fall on you in your life, and you could be in your family, but it is only falling on you, they're looking to you to do something that you didn't ask to do. And I start to get the idea, yeah, y'all deserve my attitude because I didn't ask for this. I'm just trying to make the best of this, trying to make it from day to day. But in doing that, in just trying to make it through that season of her life, she ran away because Sarai was so abusive to her. But not only did Hagar have to deal with it, her baby had to deal with it too. And this is what God had to say about her baby in Genesis 16:9-12. Let's read here. He says, an angel of God found her beside the spring in the desert. It was the spring on the road of Shur. He said, Hagar, maid of Sarai, what are you doing here? She said, I'm running away from Sarai, my mistress. The angel of God said, go back to your mistress, put up with her abuse. He continued, I'm going to give you a big family. Children past counting. From this pregnancy, you'll get a son. Name him Ishmael, for God heard you. God answered you. He'll be a bucking bronco of a man, a real fighter, fighting and being fought, always stirring up trouble, always at odds with his family. And when I read that about him, I really had to say, I don't think that Ishmael would have chosen to be a fighter. He said, well, I'm sure that he came to a point, why do I always have to be the fighter? I know there's some people on this line who's always fighting. And even though you get the good news, I'm saying Hagar gets the good news of saying that so many, my family past countings will come from my son, and he'll be a great man, but he's also a fighter. He's also always going to be stirring up trouble. That just fell on Ishmael. He didn't ask for that. And I know that there's some fighters on this line here this morning. They're saying, why am I always a warrior in my family? Why do I always have to fight? Because if you know anything about fighting, and you get tired, it wears you out. You get exhausted from fighting. But a lot of the times we're in fights that we never signed up for, that we never said, I want to be a part of that. It just falls on us. There's an account I want us to talk about today, and that is King David. But before, you know, he was king, he was a shepherd. And he was the least in his father's house, sent on an errand that changed his life. His father didn't ask him, did he want to go to the heat of the battle to go and see his brother? He just sent him there, and David went. He told him to bring supplies and food to his brothers. And when he got there, he walked into something. He walked into a fight. But I want to read a part of that account on 1 Samuel 17:1-10. So please bear with me. It's a little lengthy. The Philistines drew up their troops for battle. They deployed them in Scoff in Judah and set up camp. Saul and the Israelites came together, camped at Oak Valley, and spread out their troops in battle readiness for the Philistines. The Philistines were on the hill. The Israelites were on the opposing hill with the valley in between them. A giant, nearly 10 feet tall, stepped out from the Philistine line into the open, Goliath from Gath. He had a bronze helmet on his head and was dressed in armor, 126 pounds of it. He wore bronze shin guards and carried a bronze sword. His spear was like the fence rail. The spear tip alone weighed over 15 pounds. His shield bearer walked ahead of him. Goliath stood there and called out to the Israelite troops, why, brother, using your whole army? Am I not Philistine enough for you? Aren't you all committed to Saul? So pick your best fighter and put him against me. If he gets the upper hand and kills me, the Philistines will become your slaves. But if I get the upper hand and I kill you, you'll become our slaves and serve us. I challenge the troops of Israel today, give me a man. Let us fight it out together. And, you know, David didn't come there for a fight, but as Goliath rose, the army of God, the army of Israel shrunk back, but God rose up in him, in David. And I'm sure that he said to himself, if no one else is going to do it, if no one else is going to stand up for God today, then I'm going to stand up for God today. Because, you know, David was a shepherd. And just like this Israel army, it is the Lamb of God. It was his people. And he said, if I can protect the shepherd, my sheep, my lamb, then I will protect God's people. And when he was brought before Saul, because he was saying, I'll do it, I can do it, I will take this on. It fell on me, I'm going to pick it up. And when he was brought to Saul, this is what he had to say in 1 Samuel 17:31-37. And it says, Master, said David, don't give up hope. I'm ready to fight this Philistine. Saul answered David, you can't go fight this Philistine. You are too young and inexperienced. And he's been at this fighting business since before you were born. David said, I have been a shepherd, tending sheep for my father. Whenever a lion or bear came and took the lamb from the flock, I'll go after it. I'll knock it down and rescue that lamb. If it turned on me, I'd grab it by the throat and wring its neck and kill it. Lion or bear, it made no difference. I killed it. And I'll do the same to this Philistine pig who's taunting the troops of God alive. God, who delivered me from the teeth of the lion and the claws of a bear, will deliver me from this Philistine. Saul said, go, and God help you. You ever been in a fight that nobody thought that you was going to win? You ever took up a fight that people say, you can't, you're taking that up and it's too big for you? But what I love about this scripture is David did not ask any permission. He just left his father's house. He didn't give any notice saying, okay, I'm not going to be a shepherd anymore. This is my last time coming home for a good long while. He just said, that part is over and I am picking this up. This fell on me, but I am ready for it. Hagar was not ready. She was not, but she dealt with what she had to deal with. King David, he was not prepared, but he was ready for what had fallen on him for that day. And no conversation, like we said, was for him coming back home. That fight fell on him, and he was prepared. He took up the job, and now someone else has to be the shepherd at his father's house. That fell on somebody else because he is no longer there. What I really want us to focus on today was when things fall on us, it may not be your decision, but it is your decision if you run or pick it up and face it. When they told Jesus, we got to leave here. These people are looking for you. Jesus, they hate you. Something bad is going to happen. He said, stop that talk. He said, tell them I'll be here healing. And tomorrow I'm going to be in the next town preaching. And then I'll go wherever my father tells me because I am here to do my father's business. What falls on me, I will pick it up. And we have to be like Jesus. We are not runners. God told Hagar to go back and face what you are in because I am with you. Because I know your situation. I know this isn't your fault. But we are going to get this, we're going to get through this together. So much so, let me tell you about your future. So much so, he gave her so much hope in that one meeting at that one well that she got herself up and went back. She got herself up and went back because that is what God does. Spend some time with Jesus, and he will give you such a vision, such a hope, that you can go back and face whatever you might have wanted to run from. Because believe me, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You know, it does not matter what you are facing and it does not matter what has fallen on you. Please don't get me wrong. I understand. And life is real. And what you're facing is real and it's heavy and it's hurtful, and it's ongoing. You feel like it's just going on and on and on, and you didn't even ask to be in it. It just fell on you. Trust me, I get it. But above that, God gets it. God understands. God is with you. And because he is with you, because he will never leave you, because he made you an overcomer, you will get through this because God is for you. He is not against you. God loves you. He does not hate you. You are above and never beneath. You are the head and not the tail. He has plans to prosper you, not to harm you. This will not harm you. He is going to give you a future. He has plans already for a good future, not a bad future. What lies ahead of you is better than what has been behind you, and he has plans and the means to get you there. So I don't know what has fallen on you, but just like the last thing, you beat the last thing, you're going to beat this thing, and God will not leave you. He's going to strengthen you. And everyone else, they may have shrunk back, but thanks be to God you step forward, because remember, fighters get the spoil. The fighters get the reward. You will be a shepherd no more. You are moving into instant promotion. He left his job and went to a whole nother job. He went to a career as a warrior and ended up the king of all of Israel, all because when this fell on him, he did not shrink back, and you're not going to shrink back either. Whatever you are looking at, you look it square in the eyes, because God said you can face it. God said you can do it. God said you're going to be the victor. You are going to win. That is not going to win. You will have the victory in the name of Jesus. This will not beat you. And whatever comes after it, you're going to beat that too. And two things can fall on you at once. Don't worry about it, because your God is bigger than all of those things. And God is going to rise up in you, and he's going to give you a plan, and he's going to make a way. If you don't see a way, trust me, God will make a way. So you keep fighting. I want you to keep fighting. I want you to dig deep. I want you to find something inside yourself you didn't know was there, because I want you to get your promotion. I want you to get your reward. God wants you. He wants to see you shining. He wants to smile down upon you. Look at my child, who I am well pleased that they didn't give up when everything was against them. Nobody was standing with them, but they stood with me all by themselves, flat-footed, and said, we're going to take this. You're not a runner. You're not a quitter. You're an overcomer. And God made you that way before the creation of the world, so you can do this. Whatever it is, because I don't know, but God knows and you know, take it up again. Don't run from this, because on the other side of this is a blessing that you cannot believe. And don't let the enemy trick you. You have already won. Once you start fighting, anybody been in a fight, you just start fighting and it's over before you even know it. You be like, did I just do that? You're going to surprise yourself. I pray that you are encouraged. I pray that your hope is blooming. I pray that you see something in yourself that you didn't see when you woke up this morning. I pray that your burdens feel lighter. I pray that you feel prepared, that this has not caught you off guard, that everything is going to be okay, that you do have a future and it looks good and it's worth fighting for. I pray that this word has blessed you as God continues you on your journey. And make sure you share your account with someone else. Share your account with someone else. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, because you never know who you can encourage just by telling just a little bit of your story. That wasn't all David's story. That wasn't all Hagar's story. But we are encouraged from just a little account that they have shared with us. And I'm encouraging you to do the same, but I am also encouraging you to be encouraged, to be encouraged on this morning. Be encouraged. Be encouraged on this morning, because things are going to turn around for you, because you never gave up the fight. I pray that this has blessed you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Woman of God, you did a self-talk this morning to yourself. The Holy Spirit said that was just for you. That was your pep rally for yourself. You pulled out the two most powerful people. I felt that people underestimated them in the Bible because who they were. But I'm going to hold that. You have a caller on the line. Hold on for a second. Let me add her in. Woman of God, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you go ahead and let Minister Duke want. Go ahead.
I want to know why that lady is laughing so. She's happy in Jesus, I know, because Jesus loves Ashley and Ashley loves Jesus.
That's my grandmother.
Yes, it is. And you encourage your grandmother this morning because
yes,
my
ma'am.
Doctor has ordered me to have an MRI of my brain Monday. Don't know why. You know I don't need it, but God. And he'll see me through. And you encourage
yes.
me. I don't know why this fell on me, but that's all
yes,
right. He'll
right.
see me through. I
yes.
thank you, darling, for the word that the Lord gave you. Bless you
thank
and
me.
Bless Minister Douglas and his wife. My God. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. I love you so much. And when you said, when they said a 93-year-old had to talk to you, did you have a clue?
Yes, ma'am. I knew you would.
Oh, I had to. Bless you, darling, and bless them
yes,
too.
Ma'am.
Ooh, and I won't take up any more time.
Amen.
Because
no,
I got
ma'am.
A shot.
You're not taking up no time. You let the Holy Ghost use you. One thing about Pastor Douglas and myself,
Lord, take me to just read his name. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. And I am going to hang up.
Yes, ma'am.
Those are tears of joy. Tears
yes,
of
ma'am.
Joy. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed, all of you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And my grandmother says that because when I was little, I was sitting in church right up under her, and she would write these, you know, hangman, and it'd be the same every week, but I would be enthused just like I never knew what it was. And it would say, Ashley loves Jesus, and Jesus loves Ashley.
Oh, she did. When I answered the call, I was like, oh, no, hold on. You're not bothering us. Just hold on.
Yes.
Because one thing
yes.
I do, I respect. We respect our elders and we respect
yes,
the Holy
ma'am.
Spirit. And
yes,
and
ma'am.
Trust me, I don't answer and connect everybody to say something. That's a divine
yes,
connection, period. But she blessed us. Tell her she got two new grandchildren over here, too. So
yes,
she got to remember that. She got two new grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And since she's in Houston, I'm going to have to call her. We're going to have to
yes.
go see Granny because Granny
yes,
got
ma'am.
Some more grandchildren over here.
Yes, ma'am.
But you spoke to yourself this morning.
Amen.
God said that was a prep talk, as Pastor Douglas said. Everything
yes.
that you said was for you. It
Amen.
Was for other people, but it was for you as well. You hold on, sis. It is not
Amen.
Over. You keep pushing through. God has something for your obedience. Just
yes,
being
Lord.
Obedient, he got something for you.
Yes, Lord. And I received that.
Wow.
I received that.
Wow. I was sitting there and I was listening, and I shared this, I think it was this week or last week. I said that all of the prophets and the preachers that are moving prophetically in this earth, you have to realize that storms have to come into your life in order for you to stay sharp.
Yes.
God will not allow us, he will not allow us to be stagnant, because if we get stagnant, our weapons get dull.
Yes.
This is the reason why God has allowed you to go through the storm that you're going through right now so you can sharpen your weapons. Don't ever give up in the fight, because the fight is designed
to fortify these weapons that you have, because you do realize the weapons of your warfare are not carnal,
yes,
but they're
Lord.
Mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds, you got to have some power to pull. You got to have power to pull down strongholds. So the place that you wrestle with right now is not a place where it's a normal spot. God said, I'm getting ready to elevate you again. Oh Lord, you were dubbed the soft talking preacher. God said your name has changed again in the season that you're in now. He said, now you're the soft speaking giant.
Oh yes.
You're the soft speaking giant. God has shifted God has shifted you again. God has shifted you in this atmosphere that you're in right now. The warfare that you're in now has been so intensified. God says, I can't leave her in the same spot. I got to increase her again, because the place, my God, where he's getting ready to take you to in this next season is a season where you're going to go in and you're going to not only destroy some things, but God says, I'm going to have to make it to where you start to uproot some people, uproot some situations, uproot some circumstances. He said, because watch this, this thing that came to kill you, Lord God, help me right here. He said, now you're going to kill it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's meant to take you down. It's meant to take you out. It's meant for you to hang up the towel. It's meant for you to take all your stuff and go get on and put this stuff up. I ain't going to do it no more, God. God, this hurt too bad. This is just way entirely too much. Yes. I cannot do this right now when all of this is going on. God say, oh, not so. That this fight that has come this time, watch this, is going to elevate you to the next dimension in him.
Yes, Lord.
Shadow of God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Hey. Oh, God. I feel the anointing. I feel, God, have mercy. Oh, my soul. I feel the anointing that's on your life. When you walk in the presence of people,
Lord,
don't be surprised when they flock to you and say, woman of God, just go ahead on and just put your hand right here on my belly and begin to stir up the gift that's down on the inside
Lord.
Of me, because that's on your life. God told me that you need to transfer some of that power into me to wake up my baby, because my baby is stagnated. You got midwives right over your life. Oh my God. You got midwives right all over your life, woman of God. You shut up and I shut the video. That's the reason why your fight is so hard, because you are a birther in the spirit. God have mercy. You are a birther in the spirit. You will speak life to places, watch this, where people have been dead in the spirit for years. God said, you're going to speak, and the baby was going to jump in that belly.
Yes.
The soft spoken.
Yes, Lord.
Giant. Oh, God. The soft spoken giant. The elevation has already started. The elevation has already started. Your team that God has given to you. Watch what's going to start happening in the team. That's the reason why that battle in the mind has been so strong, my wife.
Yes, Lord.
Trying to figure out, God, am I good enough? Lord, what was it? What made me slip into this mindset that I'm trying to slip into? Why am I going in this direction? God says that's just the enemy talking. He said, don't think that that's me. He said that's not my tone. He said, listen, brother, not my tone. God, he said, listen to my tone. There is a tone in God. My God,
yes,
my
God.
God, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. He said, look for my tone. He said, my tone has changed.
My tone has changed.
Because the enemy tried to catch my frequency, so I had to change my tone.
Mm-hmm.
The woman of God, my wife said he had to shift your direction.
Yes.
He had to shift your direction. You might not be old enough to remember this. I'm supposed to tell my age, but that's all right. I'm straight with that. I'm cool with that. Back in the day, you had that little dial on the radio that you had. On the car radio, you had
just
the sound. You had just that tone. On the road now. I don't care about y'all laughing at me about my age. I'm happily where I'm at right now. God has been good to me, and don't look the age that I am. Thank you, God.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord God. God is a keeper. Yes, He is. Listen, the tone. You have to change in order for you to get the right frequency. If you were trying to get 102, if you were trying to get 99, they didn't have 97. They didn't have 98. Or what is it? 97. They had 93.7. You had to adjust it to get 93.7. They have 90.9. I mean, 97.5 and all that there. They only had 102, 99.79, and they had 90.1. Whatever that other one is down here in Texas. It doesn't have but a few frequencies that you can really just listen to, that you can get just tone in and get a real good frequency. All the rest of them sounded real crappy. But God said what He's doing in this season. And He said, I'm tuning you. I'm fine tuning you so you can hear my frequency.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. He said, your prayer time is to change again. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Your prayer time is to change again because the enemy has gotten familiar with your pattern.
Yes.
He said, the enemy didn't got familiar with your pattern. He said, I got to shift it now.
Yes.
Because I need you to hear some things in this next name change that I didn't put you in.
Yes.
He said, because not only are you supposed to be the midwife, you're supposed to start kicking some demons clean out. You're going to break generational curses.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, Holy Ghost. We're going to go to a commercial.
Yes, Lord.
Do you have a prayer song?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, we're going to get you a new one.
Amen.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power
back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Whew. Yes, Lord. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, you still have time to get on. Minister Duke, let the people know how they can get in contact with you if they want to hear the daily inspiration that you do. Let them know how they can contact you and your Facebook and all of that.
Yes, awesome. Thank you so much, Lady Douglas. You can always see me on Facebook. I have a morning prayer that I always put up, or even what just the Lord brings to me throughout the day. But on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, I have a video for you. We do Proverbs Saturday and Psalm Sunday and Word of Encouragement on Wednesday. And I also have Instagram for Duke Ashley, A-S-H-L-I, and we have the same content there. And on December the 5th, we'll have the release of my book, and it's called Duke Devotionals, and it's Volume 1. And it's a daily devotional for you and a journal for you so you can write what God is telling you and go through the year one day at a time with God. And I am so encouraged by that. And I will have that information and links up in my on my Facebook page for you closer to December.
Okay, congratulations. Make sure you let us know.
Thank you.
So you may come back on and let them know where they can find your book and how to get it, because I know it is a powerful book. We are so proud of you for that statement that you made. We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Amen. Y'all forgive me. I'm still drunk. In the Holy Ghost, y'all forgive me. I'm trying to come back. I'm trying to dial myself back. Y'all, it's out of my soul, my divinity, I must. God. Okay, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This book, woman of God, is going to change the financial status of your life so tremendously.
Amen.
Get ready to travel and sign your book. It said by Sikandi, that book. It's going to start in a small genre.
Amen.
But there's going to be a publishing company that's going to be at that small genre.
Amen.
They're going to see your book. And this person that's going to see your book is in a place of transition themselves. And that book is going to bless them.
Amen.
They, in turn, are going to be the ones that's going to catapult your book, where you're going to be in every country across this world. Because that you have put inside that book, you pulled your heart and heart and God's heart into that. There were many times when you stopped writing and you started praying.
Yes, Lord. Shut up, my
side. There were many times that you stopped writing and started praying because you said, God, I don't want to put nothing in this book that you didn't say. So I'm going to stop right here until you give me the words to put on this page.
To say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So he says that this book will shift you.
Amen.
Be careful of the leeches in this season.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be ones. I think I shared this with you before, that there are leeches that's trying to attach to you, but especially in this season that you're in right now. there are leeches that's trying to attach to you. Because watch this here. They see the progress in you.
Mm.
So they're going to try to suck the spiritual life out of you. But God says, not so.
Not so.
Not only am I stopping the leeches.
Amen.
You said, but I'm eliminating the leeches.
Amen.
He said they're going to expose themselves, and you're going to say, okay, Lord, that's the one, and that's the one, and
yes,
that's the one. because see, you're not. Oh my God, God, why? Because you're not a rude person when it comes to people at all. But you
don't
tell them, nah, that's not the one. Your words are, that ain't the one. That ain't my baby. That ain't him. That ain't him. I'm good. Thank you, but I'm good.
Yes.
That's just that soft spoken
giant that's down on the inside.
Yes.
Of you.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why you don't link up with everybody. Because that soft spoken giant, she won't let you link up with everybody because everybody's not in a position to go through what you're going through. Everybody can tell you they understand that they haven't walked in your walk before. We're not going to start this morning. We got to get off of here.
Yes.
I was supposed to pray for this woman of God. That's what I'm supposed to do. Jesus. Oh, okay, Holy Ghost. Are you done? We done here? I got to ask you, because I'm not sure, because he'll mess with me and he'll say something else. Are you done, sir? Okay, all right. Good God.
No, he said write today down. Write today and the time down.
He just
right
jumped
now.
Off me and jumped on her.
Write today and the time down right now.
I'm doing it. I got
and
my
write,
journal
write,
right
write
here.
Write it out and make it plain. Today.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Lord have mercy. Okay, Jesus. Wow.
Okay,
do I have the clearance to pray, Lord? Do I have the, okay. Holy Ghost. We done here so I can pray? All right. Good Lord. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this vessel.
Amen.
That you have renamed the soft-spoken giant that has come to declare life and life more abundantly to those who are under the sound of a great voice. Father, today we speak over her life right now, that there is a shifting that's taking place, Lord, in her life even now. Father, in the name of Jesus, work inside of her. Give her to know that even in this season that she has been deemed the weapon of warfare, the weapon of power to come against the enemy. Father, we bind up the backlash, every spiritual and demonic attack that will try to attach themselves to her today. We condemn it at the root. As you spoke, Father, to the fig tree, and it withered away by the time they came back out of the city. Father, we speak that same curse over the works of the enemy. By the time she comes back around to that place, God, that thing that tried to attack her will be dead. It tried to bear fruit, tried to look like a fruit tree,
It tries to blend in with the other plants. It tries to blend in with the other trees. But Lord, you identified it. It's been a fraud and a phony. So God, we thank you for her being able to see these things. Speak a death to them. At every place and every time. That you have orchestrated and said that it shall be so. Father, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak it over her life as she receives it in the spirit, God.
Mm-hmm.
God, we touch and agree with her right now.
Yes, God.
And say, allow it to be so. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Woman of God, I gotta tell you, I gotta share something with you before you go.
Yes.
Whoa, Lord have mercy.
I told you to have a see me cut up over here.
We're gonna go to a quick commercial break, we'll be right back. I gotta share this in private. Y'all can't hear this one.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
living word. Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler, Gentile
Redeemer,
God with us,
God with us,
the living truth, yeah, what a friend. But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born in a manger,
but on a tree.
Amen. 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 Those of you all who are under the sound, put your mute, baby. Thank you. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, listen, before we go into the overcomer scripture and overcomer's prayer, before we go into the overcomer's prayer, allow me to do this. Those of you all who are under the sound of our voices, whether you are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast side, or you guys are listening in and you guys called in, sow a seed into the word that was shared this morning. Show a seed that was shared this morning. Sow a seed. A seed of $25 if you can. $25 if you can. Whatever you sow into this word today. Now listen, those of you all who will sow, believe and trust me that your seed will be blessed. Your seed will be blessed. You can send those seeds to $WGC2020. $WGC2020. Sow a seed of $25 or whatever the Lord lays on your heart to sow on today into your word that you received today. Those of you all that you know you were blessed by this word that this woman of God shared today, please feel free to sow into this word. Sow into your blessing. Sow into your shift. Sow into the shifting in this atmosphere that God has set for your life. There is an atmosphere of transition right now. For those of you all who heard that word and know that word was for you, you know that word was designed and orchestrated for you. Sow that seed of $25. Sow that seed of $25. If the Lord say more, you sow more. If you don't have the $25, whatever you sow into this word, sow into this word that you show the commitment to God's word that you're saying, okay, I received this word. This is mine. I'm gonna walk away with this. Amen. Amen. Listen. Let us go into the overcomer's prayer, and then we're going to pray for those who have submitted their prayer request into the media sites that have those prayer requests. Now, those of you all that are under the sound of our voices, if you do not have I was asked to say the Cash App again. Cash App is $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You can show into that app, that Cash App, the $25 into that Cash App. So let us go into prayer. Let us pray for those who have that, who wants to commit their lives to Christ. It is no secret that this word spoke to many. It spoke of overcoming challenges. It spoke into places where you needed to transition the way you think, the way you see, the way you respond, the way you act, the way your life is. The woman of God said some mighty words, but the one that stuck with me the most was our fight. When she talked about David and Goliath. I'm sorry. When she talked about David and Goliath and how David has always been the one that was the challenged in the group. Some of us have been challenged so much in our life, but watch this here. Watch what God has planned for you. God has a great plan for our life. Only thing we have to do is watch this here and stand on who he is and where he is and what he's doing in this time right now. For us to just walk fully into who we are in God. And the way you do that is just receive him into your heart. Those who have fallen, let me help you. The door never closed. It's always open. The Bible says he's married to the backslider. So that go your excuse out the window right there.
He said, if you build your bed in hell, I'm there with you. That go your excuse right there. He said, you know, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. That go your excuse right there. All of your excuses is going out the window. He got you covered, irregardless of where you may find yourself at. Whether you fall, whether you fail today, or whether you fail 10 years ago, the door is always going to be open. But listen, we're on borrowed time right now. We're on borrowed time. So because we're on borrowed time, we have to make up for the borrowed time that we're on by giving our life to Jesus now. Seek him now while he may be found. Seek him now while he may be found. Amen. Amen. Let us go into prayer. Let us pray this prayer. Pray this prayer with me as I pray. Those of you all who now understand the importance of giving your life, I want you to pray this prayer. Just say these words. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died and was raised again. And I am saved. I confess my sins to you, Lord, and you alone. And I ask you to be a part of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, those of you all who prayed that prayer, we want to be the first one to say, welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome, 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 welcome. Now, those of you all that are have given your life, listen, do yourself a favor. Go on your Facebook page and tell them, I just gave my life to Jesus. Go on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Put on there, I just gave my life to Jesus. Amen. And we're just so, we're excited about the your future. We're excited about what God is getting ready to do in your now, right now. Amen. So, Lady Douglas has some keys we're going to share with you this morning. And then we'll come back and we're going to pray for those who have submitted their prayer requests into those media sites.
Amen. Amen. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. It's going to be well worth it. Remember, nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, God said the fight was going to be easy. But he did say, have the faith size of a mustard seed. The first key is to get you a Bible, whether it's King James, NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home, whether you go visit physically or go online and visit. You're always welcome to come and listen in on the Abba House International on Sundays at 10:15 on the Abba House Facebook page. Just mad here, y'all pray for me. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. This is very crucial since you've surrendered your life to Christ. This means the fight is going to be harder. You must have that armor on. Also, you must be under people that have the armor on and that can cover you. One, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is living the word that they're preaching.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, for those of you all who have submitted your prayer requests, we have those prayer requests. Those who have not, don't worry, we got you covered on that end. We are going to pray for you as we pray for those who have submitted their prayer request. Now, remember, guys, when we're finished here, you can go to any of these media sites and put in your prayer request for us to pray for you because we pray daily. We pray daily for the requests that we get. Those of you all who have not had an opportunity to, you could go to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com and you can submit your prayer request there. You can also go to theabbahouseinternational@gmail.com. You can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can go to the Abba House International Facebook page. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/ Worldwide Gospel Connection, and submit your request into the comment sections there. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we believe in the power of prayer. Prayer changes things. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst
is what the word says. Is what the word says. So we believe that God's word will not only transition you, but it will empower you. It'll shift that atmosphere where you are. Amen? Amen. So remember those media sites are available for you to submit your request into those spots. Please feel free to go there after we do praying for your prayer request. Amen. So let us go into prayer. Lend me your hearts. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the lives, Father God, that have been submitted into this place today. We are honored to be able to pray for those who have submitted their prayer request to you. Father, we pray that you would, God, take these prayer requests as we lift them to you today, God, and work like only you can work. God, show up like only you can show up. God, engage only like you can engage. Empower, my God, only like you can empower. Give them to know that even in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the rain, Father God, God, that you are not just able, but Father, you are well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We surrender and render ourselves to you to let you know that all things do work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose, and that your purpose be made manifest not just in us, but Lord God, made for us. Father, as we surrender ourselves unto you today, Father, our prayer is, God, that you would work only like you know how. Give us the ability to stand in you and give unto you, Lord God, God, everything that we need and everywhere that we need. Only thing we have to do is just trust you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding in all our ways. Acknowledge you and you will direct our path. Father, your word says, all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are the call according to your purpose. And we thank you for purpose. God, take your root in our life and showing up in our life and being the focal point in our life. God, we pray, Lord God, that every situation and circumstance that has been submitted today, God, that you will work by your power and by your strength. God, show up only like you know how. God, from every situation, from sicknesses and diseases, oh God, on down to financial, emotional, God, even with anything to do with family, friends, and loved ones, God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big. Expand yourself in our situation. Expand yourself in our thinking. Expand yourself in our hearts and in our minds. God, let us not be weary in well-doing, because we realize that we will reap as we sing down. And so, Father, we thank you for not allowing us to faint in our situation. But knowing you, God, like we know you, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think, God, we pray for every person, God, around every person that is connected to us around this country. God, we pray for every broadcast area that we're broadcasting in, God. God, we pray for these people, God. We pray for their minds, their hearts, and God, their situations, God, we pray that you would move by your power and by your strength. Step in and be God and be big in their life. Let them know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. God, that you can and you will, God, be known, seen, and heard in the lives of those that are looking, God, for answers, seeking for answers, seeking for a greater place in you. And know, God, that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. God, grace and peace shall be with them, God, even now. Let them not struggle in the world, and knowing that what they're doing, God, you are able to show up and show out in their lives. Wipe away their tears and calm their fears. And give them the strength to stand, God, in the midst of it all. Father, we pray for every person that is dealing with this COVID-19, everyone that's dealing with it in their body. For everyone that's having to be the nurses and the doctors and the first responders, oh God. God, the paramedics, God, the ones that have to be dispatched to these areas. God, our prayer, Father God, is that, God, you protect them and cover them and keep them, God, with your mighty hand. Let them know that all things are working together for their good and God, that you are moving by your power and by your strength. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys so very much for listening in and tuning in with us on this morning. Our prayer, as always, is that that something was said or something was done. Maybe a song was played. Maybe a word was spoken. Maybe a prayer was prayed that gave you hope to keep on going in the challenge that you have ahead. And so we thank you again for joining us. We thank you for being a part of the broadcast. We thank you for being a part of our life. And remember, those of you all who are looking for those Worldwide Gospel Connection shirts, the ones that are looking for the Abba House shirts, those shirts are still available. You could go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com, or you could go to the Abba House International and go there and submit your request into those emails again. That's the Abba House at gmail.com. And that's the Abba House Facebook. You can go to the Abba House Facebook as well and make your request there. As a matter of fact, you could go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page and you can see the shirts. Those of you all who would like those shirts to purchase, those shirts are to purchase. They're $20 for the adults and $15 for children. Submit your request through the web. Through the email first before you submit your fund. Just put it in your notes.
If you want to buy a shirt and you just want to cash out, if you can, just put it in the notes, your size and your name. So we would know who it's for, and we'll go from there. Remember to put your name and your size. Do you want a World Gospel Connection t-shirt or one of the Abba House t-shirts? Remember, we have Bible study on Wednesday on the Abba House Facebook, and Thursday and Sunday at 10:15. Remember, we are here to encourage and inspire you. Do not think that we don't understand. If we haven't been there, trust me, we understand. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. We'll be on tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. We have another powerhouse for God that's coming on, so tune in. Remember, if you need prayer, we will stop what we're doing immediately and pray. We also have Bless All. If you need Bless All, it is free. No, you do not have to pay for it. You do not have to pay for it. It is not soap on a rope, as Pastor Douglas say, not the miracle drop, the miracle water. It is Blessed All, and you are the one to inspire it and make that come true. Please understand, it is free. We'll be right back.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember to join us tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. We have a phenomenal guest that will be joining us tomorrow. We're just excited about what God is doing. And listen, remember, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is continue to trust him and look toward the hills which come in our help, and our help comes from the Lord. God bless you. We love you. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Y'all have a fantastic day, and we look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow.